This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Boys and girls, here is Michael Harrison along with me, Doug Steffen, to review the hot hits in talk radio. The charts on Talkers Magazine and Talkers.com are for the week of August 2nd to the 6th, the first full week of August, as we know. We've got a lot of things going on, Michael, here as usual. Go through the story list and the people list, if you would, so that we can pick and choose some things that will gravitate into the minds of our listeners. How's that for being excited?
Gravitate into the minds of our listeners. It sounds like something from advanced physics, you know, gravitational gravitational waves.
I assure you, there's nothing in my life that had anything ever to do with advanced physics. I might be interested in the law of physics and things, but when it came to physics and me in high school,
Yeah, well, it could get complicated. Yes. Speaking of physics, how's my connection to you? We're broadcasting from a remote location. So.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we know it's you, and we've got you. We can hear you fine. So
Excellent.
If you will, help yourself.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here are the charts from Talkers this past week. And the Olympics and social media scrutiny tie at number 10. At number 9, U.S.-China relations tied with Middle East tensions. At number 8, crime and violence tied with police reform. At number 7, the southern border crisis tied with immigration reform. At number 6, harsh weather and climate change. And there's a lot of wildfires still going on in California. Big problem. Yeah. At number 5, the economy that's tied with supply shortages, inflation, and the infrastructure bill, which is about to go to its first vote after lots of, arguing. At number 4, Donald Trump's legal issues tied with the special elections that took place in Ohio and Texas, or the Congress. And the California recall is now gaining steam as a subject of discussion. At number 3, we have the January 6th committee. We have voting legislation and race relations all bundled up in the number 3 spot. At number 2 this week, gigantic conversation surrounding Andrew Cuomo facing heat. And at number 1, of course, the COVID-19 Delta variant, vaccine hesitancy, masks, mandates, and mayhem.
Hey, I like that, the three M's.
That's right. Masks, mandates. Mayhem. Which do you like better? Which do you like better? Masks, mandates, and mayhem, or masks, mandates, and madness? Which do you prefer, madness or mayhem?
I think mayhem is better. Madness creates something in your mind that applies to other things. Yeah, mayhem is what this is all about.
Okay. And consider yourself an editor now. This is great.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I took a quick day trip down to Florida this week because I had some business to take care of. And one of the things that became obvious to me is that the news media and its reporting on what's going on in Florida and the reality, at least of what I was on the west, on the, sorry, east side, Palm Beach and down in Boca Raton. I didn't see the kind of like uproar that the news media is portraying. Did I see a lot of people wearing masks? Yep. Did I people in the airport and on the planes do what they're asked to do? Yes. I think there's we have become almost addicted, Michael, to, and maybe this is partially because of some of the talk radio hosts and programs, we've become addicted to looking for the next the next gotcha story when it comes to COVID. And DeSantis, who's on your list, the people list, number 7 this week, I don't know much about him, frankly. You spend more time in Florida than I do. I don't have an opinion on him one way or another. I know he has aspirations. He wants to run for president. He's getting a lot of attention because of the freedom to come and go, it would seem, in Florida. Yet the other side of it is the people who are his political opponents say, look, see what a mess it is in Florida. Look at all the people that are going to the hospital. Look at the people who are dying. Florida's a mess. So how do we really know what's real? I'll tell you my experience. I didn't see any big to-do at all. down there. Now, granted, I didn't go to the hospital, but people were being respectful and they were wearing masks, and it wasn't this, you know, some people think that the Floridians are running around giving everybody an up yours because some people think it's smart to wear a mask. So,
you're talking about the subjectivity of all of this. And, you know, what is one's experience? What does one see in one's circle of vision?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very hard to see the broad vista of an entire state. Numbers are very, very subjective. It all depends on, you know, how you want to focus on them. And also it depends on whether or not it's, impacting you personally. Mm-hmm. If you have a bunch of relatives or friends that are dying of COVID, suddenly it appears very different than, you know, seeing people behaving politely in an airport or in public, whether they wear masks.
Well, I think
the world is so big, you know.
Yeah.
It is so big. Yeah, go ahead.
Part of the discussion this week has been how difficult it is in airports and more on airplanes, people losing it, they're drinking too much, they won't put on a mask, getting duct taped to seats, you know, stuff like that. And those are individual experiences that all are part of this. The vaccine hesitancy, mask mandates, and again, what is number one this week on our story list at talkers.com. But I think that we have overplayed our hand here. And people say, well, we overtell the story so that people will be safe, so you'll scare people into getting a vaccine. Is that what's going on here, do you think?
Well, to a certain degree it is, but then the question is, should people be scared into getting the vaccine? You know, a death is a death. You know, mm-hmm. When we have 600,000, 700,000 deaths, we can't diminish that just
do
because
we really?
We're not seeing people.
Do we really?
Well, do we really have anything?
you have to
have a certain amount of confidence in.
I don't have confidence in. When somebody in my family who's a medical professional tells me that the federal government was paying hospitals a $2,000 bounty for everybody who died of COVID, and the numbers were then inflated to reflect people who died actually of pneumonia or heart disease or something else, and they just happened to have COVID, but that didn't really finish them off. That gives me cause to wonder, frankly.
Well, one should always wonder and one should always question. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
However, to suddenly talk along the lines of how do we know this exists and how do we know it's not an across-the-board scam, I think that's kind of
I'm not suggesting it's a scam. I'm just suggesting.
Well, you just did suggest it's a scam.
The numbers are, there's a scam-a-side effect. To the numbers, mm-hmm. if you will. That was my point. Not that
yeah, the point is you'll always find in any situation companies, hospitals, people, individuals using the situation to fudge the numbers so that they could benefit by whatever mm-hmm. benefit there is to be gained. I'm sure during World War II, which we consider to be a just war, that we had to go to war, that was a real threat, I'm sure there were arms manufacturers and companies and people involved who are profiting by it. It doesn't mean that it still was not a reliable or a reasonable cause. So we got to be careful when we're talking about COVID, you know. And it has to do also with how we prioritize crises and tragedies. I mean, we make one thing a major issue and another thing not. You know, smoking killed millions of people.
Yeah.
An airplane goes down and 200 people die, and that becomes headlines, and everybody gets freaked out for days and weeks. And yet we say, well, it's only 1% of the population is dying, or blah, 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 but we diminish it because you can make numbers show almost anything you want. What is it that's going to get our attention? What is it that's going to create alarm? That's a fascinating topic. It's part of the idiosyncrasies, if there's such a word, the idiosyncrasies of the human condition. I know we got to take a break, and I'll do the people's survey.
It's tying it all together. Many more people, 10 times, 20 times, 30 times many people died this year of heart disease and cancer as died from the flu. But yet that's been going on 'twas ever thus, if you will, and therefore it's not a big headline. Yeah, you make a great point. 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. My reminder now, for those of you who are, if you're worried about being healthy and safe and you're overweight, then perhaps you'll want to pay attention to a 60-second plug, if you will, because that's kind of what this is, a paid plug for Calitrin. But putting it that way sounds a little bit coarse, but yeah, that's really what it is. I'm paid to tell the story about Calitrin and how it works. But you know what? I don't really have to do much work here, because if you go to their website, toploss.com, you can see the stories of thousands of people who have gotten onto the use of this product and have been successful not only in losing weight safely, sanely, but they've also kept it off. That's what makes more of an impact for me anyway, more of an impression, and gives the product more value. And by the way, the capsule comes in capsule form or liquid form. Take it at night before you go to bed. If you have any questions at all about my references to the information, what you should do is go to the Top Loss website and connect with one of their, they have personal consultants that will help you understand how this works and see if it's right for you. Try it out. I think you're going to be very happy with the results. Takes your time. You've got to be patient. Special huge sale this weekend. The package offers $30 taken right off the top of anything you buy, plus 2 free months. They have an easy payment plan, no extra charges for things. If you're ready to get started, go to the website, toploss.com, and order Calitrin. Use the DJV code for all these special deals and for free shipping.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Nobilift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Nobilift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Nobilift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobiliftNA.com/save.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com and for...
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big
Chuck, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now we continue with our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. We've gone through the stories, at least the list, and some commentary on some of the things that are in there, which is what Michael and I want to do when we get together each week. We have not gone through the people list, so Michael, please do the honors.
Okay, here we have the people. At number 10, we have the continuing saga of Simone Biles at the Olympics. Gavin Newsom in California at 9. Rand Paul at 8. Ron DeSantis, the aforementioned governor of Florida, at 7. Kevin McCarthy, the head of the Democrats and the Republicans, rather, in Congress, at number 6. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, at 5. Donald Trump, the kingmaker and wild card in American politics, at number 4. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Rochelle Walensky tied at number 3. Andrew Cuomo back at the top at number 2. And Joe Biden as president is number 1. And that's the way the people chart is.
What do you make of the people who are tying in? I was remember when I first got started, I did some time, and it sounds like I was in jail, but I WMCA New York had just changed to talk. And I did.
Well, that was like being in jail.
It was an interesting experience doing that. You know, I was a flyboy for about 8 months. I did evenings on WHDH in Boston, and I did afternoons at WMCA in New York, and I'd fly back and forth. And
if I could just jump in for a second, isn't that a sign of the times that disc jockeys that worked in two adjacent cities would have to fly between the cities,
right,
or talk show hosts to do the shows? Now you just go into the other room in your house.
Right, exactly. You got all the equipment's right there. Yes.
Right.
Anyway, so I remembered when I was on WMCA having Mario Cuomo on and thinking what a stoic he was. And it was like he was a god. We came into the station, the general manager, the owner was the general manager because it had just been sold, the Strauss family. Remember them?
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
Legends.
So, yeah. So Jeannie Strauss was the program director, and she brought him in, and she wanted to kiss his ring. He was that powerful a figure. And so I had it was like I didn't need to be in the room.
Do you remember we had him as a speaker at one of our early talk radio conventions?
Yes.
And I remember sitting next to him at the dais.
Yeah.
And he was the Pope. Yeah. You know, he was considered.
How do people get to that? Do they assume it? Do they become it? How do people become
that untouchable? That's really what the Cuomo's
well,
have
well,
been
well
in
he
Europe
was untouchable for a while. He also lost a re-election for his fourth bid by a little known state legislator named George Pataki. So nobody is ultimately untouchable, and he never did get his fourth term, just mm-hmm. like his son Andrew is not going to get a fourth term. But for this the sake of argument, it's an interesting question you ask. How does somebody become untouchable? The same way earlier you were talking about the role of the media in exaggerating things. We live in a situation being human beings where we're constantly hyping and promoting each other on stuff. Everything is the biggest, everything is the greatest, everything is and it happens with figures. The greatest politician, you know, the team of destiny. It's a fascinating process, and definitely Mario Cuomo was the beneficiary of that back in the early 90s.
I snigger at stuff like that. Am I too much of a cynic? Maybe that's what makes me reasonably good at doing what I do here on the radio, because I don't take what anybody says at face value. I would apply that. Number 8 on our people list this week is Rand Paul. Number 3 is Dr. Fauci. What do they say? Rand Paul and Fauci were trying, they were sparring with each other and have over the past couple of weeks. Rand Paul, a lot of things he thinks and says, I happen to agree with, frankly. But I think he also goes off the deep end sometimes. But, you know, then there's Fauci, who we've made into someone kind of like a demigod like the Cuomos are. So we ought to talk about that and what's been created here as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I said Chantilly lace and eggshell, not matte.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com and for more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Democrat Representatives Julie Johnson and Jessica Gonzalez, after fleeing the state to block a quorum on voting integrity laws, are now vacationing in Portugal because they had non-refundable tickets. Former Florida Congressman and Texas Republican Chair Colonel Alan West tells Fox News it's hypocrisy once again.
When you think about hypocrisy, I remember during the winter storm and the blackout that we had, how the media from the left went absolutely apoplectic on Senator Ted Cruz when he decided to go to Cancun, but yet he was not involved in a special session. We have a special session here where they're supposed to be doing the business of the people of Texas, but instead they run away to Washington, D.C., and now they take a vacation. They're still getting $221 per day. That's the per diem on the Texas taxpayer dole.
Football is back. The Steelers beat the Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game Thursday, 16-3. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits.
The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The CDC eviction moratorium was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States. The reason the highest court didn't remove the policy is because it was expiring at the end of July. Now that the CDC has extended the moratorium, constitutional scholars like Jonathan Turley on Fox News says the Biden administration is trampling the Constitution of the United States.
This is really breathtaking in its mendacity. I mean, it's like being caught stealing a BMW and then claiming the right to steal a Lexus. I mean, the problem is not the make of the car, it's the act. And so what they're saying is, well, we'll just issue a new order. That wasn't specifically the order the Supreme Court was talking about just a few weeks ago. The court made perfectly clear that this is unconstitutional. The only reason that they didn't strike down the order is because it was expiring. Now, Tribe and I are not particularly fond of each other, but It often seems like when the Democrats want to lead foot the law, the light is always green at the corner of Tribe and Constitution Avenue. I mean, you can have disagreements as we have in the past. We can even have positions that have evolved. But this is really beyond the pale. I mean, there is no constitutional authority. And then the president came out and said the quiet part out loud and said, well, most of the experts I've talked to said that this is unconstitutional.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back at 34 after the hour to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. So, we've been through the people list. We've been through the story list. I had suggested to you an equivalency between Rand Paul, as somebody making postures, and Dr. Fauci. Is he a posture-er?
No, I don't think so. I think Fauci is just himself. I think he's not posing. I think he's just being what he is. He's been this way for so many years.
But who even knew that he existed before? Had you ever heard of him before all this got started?
Vaguely, if at all. You know, his name came up when we were talking about SARS. And
So what do you make of, I heard this conversation, I was listening to a sports talk show in Florida yesterday, and the vaccinations and COVID and the variants come up in every aspect of our lives, right? It's been a big, there have been a lot of people
it's been the defining force in our lives for 2 years now.
Yeah.
You know, this is an era. This is like what life was like during World War II or any major. I mean, imagine life. World War II went on for 4 years.
Yeah.
This thing is 2 years, and it may go on forever. I mean, we may have to live with COVID for years to come. We're dealing with that possibility.
Yeah, we have flus, and it's basically nothing more than a flu. It's a different variant of a flu. It fits the definition of a flu. Do you remember flus when you were a kid? Were there flus?
Yeah, I remember flus. I don't remember a flu killing 600,000-700,000 Americans.
No. Uh-huh.
But you brought up earlier that we don't know if that's true. See, I believe it is true. You're not sure. But that's good, honest discussion. Yeah, I'm not sure either. But I tend to go along with conventional wisdom, keeping a watchful eye and an educated amount of skepticism. But I don't go around alarmist or paranoid that everything is a lie. Because if you do that, you just can't function anymore.
No, you get outsourced. Your brain gets outsourced. Yeah, who needs that?
Exactly. So I don't consider coronavirus called COVID-19, you know, a novel coronavirus, meaning a new form of a coronavirus. I don't consider that to be just a flu. I think this is something that it's a once in a century event.
And, right. I didn't mean to minimize it by saying it was just a. If I did say that, that wasn't accurate on my part. It certainly is much more. It's much more important than that.
You could say a shark and a goldfish. You know, a shark is just a fish, but it's not. So
it's a dinosaur.
COVID. No, what I'm saying is they're both fish, but one's dangerous and one's less dangerous. Coronavirus is technically somehow in the same family as flus, but this thing is a lot more contagious, and the consequences of contracting it are far more deadly. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right. Okay, so then let's play it out, if you'll pardon the pun, and come up with this sports radio talk show that I was talking, made reference to, was focused on a quarterback named Kirk Cousins, who said, you know, they're all scrimmaging now. They're getting ready to play. I think, don't they start this weekend with some of the exhibition games? If I'm not mistaken, they've been in camp training
for
a couple of weeks.
Yes, the training camps have begun, yeah.
Yeah, right. So anyway, this guy, Cousins, said he will not get the vaccine. But his team has said he must get the vaccine, or the NFL. I'm forgetting whether the teams or the NFL is saying you got to get the vaccine. A lot of players saying no. So what this guy said he's going to do is surround himself with plexiglass in the quarterback room as they prepare. That team, apparently, the Minnesota team, has the lowest vaccination rate of any of the NFL teams. But I was thinking about that, and I wish I had a camera. Yesterday when I was getting on the plane, there was a gentleman who had a white... it wasn't a camouflage suit, but from head to toe, his head, his body, his shoes, everything were the sort of a lab coat or covering for his entire body. His face was wrapped up in a plastic, you know, one of those big plastic protection headset things.
So he was like a hazmat suit.
A creature. Yeah, it was kind of like a hazmat. He looked like a creature from outer space. And people were looking at him, but is that carrying it too far? He obviously was comfortable in doing that, but he was very awkward because he couldn't really move well and he kept dropping things and you know, had a hard time getting on the plane and finding his way to his seat. But what do you feel when you sit next to somebody like that or even see somebody like that? Does that make you more worried that, you know, this thing that, well, I don't know, some people take it more seriously than others, perhaps on either end of it. So anyway, I've thrown a couple of things at you. What do you think?
Well, does it make me more worried? No, it makes me more comfortable sitting next to somebody wrapped in cellophane than somebody who's naked. I mean, but I just find it to be a social phenomenon. I, you know, there are people that react to all kinds of things. You know, it wasn't that long ago, before COVID-19, you'd occasionally see people in public wearing a mask because they might have some type of a communicable disease or fearful that they'll pick one up. You may have noticed over the years, you're an international person, that it was common to see in Japan and China people wearing masks in the street, something that seemed peculiar. Do you remember that? Before the coronavirus, that for years that you'd see in some of the Asian nations that wear masks in urban areas because of communicable diseases. It seemed weird. Now it's debatable, but it doesn't seem weird. You see somebody with a mask, we're used to it now. We may have opinions about it, but it's not like, oh, my God, person's wearing a mask. I wonder what they have. I don't want to go near them. People would, you know, be that way. So it's all a matter of what you're used to. But my personal feeling is like yours. Go, oh, God, look at the guy with the hazmat suit on an airplane. What a nutcase. Mm-hmm. You know, but there are people like that, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of nutcases, I'm about to do a MyPillow commercial.
And uh-oh.
See? And I'm reminded of what Mike Lindell, who's the CEO of MyPillow, he apparently was interviewed on CNN, and things got kind of heated. And
yeah, I watched that. I saw
you
it.
You did. Okay, so what did you take away from that?
I think that Mike Lindell is flirting with forever being looked at as a fraud. And a nutcase because he's so vehement and so I mean what can I say? I mean, come on.
Well,
you,
I understand.
You know, he's
so what
he's,
does that
he's,
do to
he's
his
so
business?
Out of line with facts, you know.
Yeah, he is. But remember, the guy was a drug addict. He wrote a book about his life as a drug mm-hmm. addict. I'm not. There's nothing about me that's trying to apologize to the guy at all. But I also. It's just sort of the human part of it. I'm taken back sometimes by the people who react. Well, you're not going to do any more MyPillow spots, are you? I would love to have Sean here. This would be a conversation at the next Talkers Convention, asking Sean Hannity how he divorces doing a commercial for MyPillow, or I do, or anybody, because a lot of us do these commercials for MyPillow. Do we stop doing MyPillow commercials? Or do we look at the 800-pound gorilla in the room and confront it and say, okay, Lindell has created a great American company. He is 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 people that work for him. All the products, we value the fact that products are all made in America. And it's actually a pretty good American story. The guy was living in a car, and he created something, you know, and made a big business out of it. So is he a nutbird because he has certain... exposure. He got his first exposure by selling pillows. And then he is exposing himself. I guess I wonder what his family thinks. I mean, I don't care. I'll do my pillow commercials because I think they have good products. But, you know, I can reverse. I can distinguish between the two. Do you think the average person can, Michael? Or is this guy ruining his, is he ruining his business? Is he ruining?
Whether he's ruining his business or not is something that could easily be studied by looking at the numbers. I don't have access to the numbers. Whether his total numbers have gone down or gone up.
The woman that I deal with in MyPillow says that business has never been better. So.
It's possible. Yeah. It's possible that because he's targeting people that believe his brand of, I don't even know what to call it.
Consciousness.
I mean, he's, you know, I don't agree with what he's saying, and I think that what he's doing is dangerous. And I think it's dangerous that CNN gives him a platform, even if they're debunking him.
All right, so should I not do my pillow commercials because, in a way, I'm giving him a platform? I'm giving him...
Let's. Why don't we talk about that after you do the? Did you do the commercial?
No, I didn't do the commercial. No, I didn't.
I'll do the commercial and then I'll decide.
Well,
you're asking me if I think you should give him a platform by doing the commercials. That's a very difficult question to answer.
Everybody knows
my personal answer is it depends on how much money he's paying me.
Okay, excuse me, that's a way of looking at it. Okay, quick reference to MyPillow products, big deals, big sales. Use the DJV code. You can go through the product catalog at MyPillow.com. Save from 30 to 65% on towels, on sheets, on pillows themselves, mattresses, you name it. With the promo code DJV in the Radio Listener Specials page, there's a square there. Use it. Save some money, get some good things for your home, and maybe just ignore Mike Lindell. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Despite gains in fighting COVID-19, we're at a critical moment in the pandemic. That's because the rise of the more transmissible Delta variant poses a significant risk for those who aren't fully vaccinated. The American Medical Association urges everyone to talk with their doctor to get the first vaccine that's available if they're not already vaccinated, and to also immunize their children, if they're eligible, before classes resume. Learn more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. That's GetVaccineAnswers.org.
Anyone can get COVID, even doctors. Just ask Dr. Gina Conflitti, the Chief Medical Officer for Medicare Advantage products at Cigna.
I contracted the virus late last year, and I faced months of recovery. Please, don't let your guard down. Follow safety procedures and get vaccinated as soon as possible. We can only move forward if we do it together.
Learn more at Cigna.com/coronavirus.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, 12 packs of True Red ballpoint pens are just 97 cents, and binders are only $1.88 each. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 9/18. Prices may vary online.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
All right, so the Michael Harrison interview this week, which you can find at talkers.com or mhinterview.com, is a chat with Ralph Nader. Good God, you had to dust him off, right?
Well, he has got some very interesting ideas, and, you know, he's an American icon,
yeah.
And it's really an interesting discussion. It's a little bit of a debate, but it's more of a discussion, and I'm proud. mhinterview.com is the place to hear it.
You should be. All right, Michael Harrison, thank you. Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Time now for us to visit with Chuck Curry. It's Movie Moments, 53 past the hour on the Friday DJV program. What's going to be at the movies this weekend? What would you like to see? Would you like to go to the movies, or you want to stay home and watch that little silly box that you have at home? Well, you know what my preference is. We'll find out what Chuck has to offer right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Pretty much we all know what that is. Theme from the X-Files. Was there a movie? Was there ever an X-Files movie? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think they did two of them.
They did. And how'd they go?
Yeah, I like the second one. They did okay. You know, it's interesting because David, the reason we play that, Doug, is David Duchovny, who was the star of that show, tomorrow has a birthday, 61 years old. I liked him a lot. I actually like him. I think he has a good look. I think he's a good actor. It never translated to a movie stardom, though. He did very well on the small screen with the X-Files. Californication was another show I liked that aired on Showtime, but it's trying to make him into a movie star per se, never really materialized, but I do think he's a talent. So
I
happy birthday,
David. Like John Hamm, maybe another example of that. He's doing a lot of movies.
Yes, but they're all. It's interesting because John Hamm is sort of morphed. He's done comedy on the big screen, and I think he does it well. I think he's going to be star of the new Fletch reboot.
Yes, being filmed in Boston, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And he also is the star of the new television program that's being produced and written by my son.
That's really cool. You know, some people, when you mention that name, John Hamm, I remember when they were casting for, before Henry Cavill was cast as the new Superman in The Man of Steel, a lot of people were advocating, cast John Hamm as a 40-something Superman. I actually think that would have been a really cool idea. It never materialized, but, you know, Mad Men, he became a big name in the industry. He's
right.
Regarded as a very good actor, but again, is a breakout movie star per se. That hasn't materialized either, though.
Well, he's done a lot of good.
He's a good actor. He's a good
movies,
actor.
To be sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no
right.
doubt. No
yeah.
doubt.
All right, so what do we have this weekend? You're talking about Clint Eastwood. What's the scoop on that movie and some of the other movies that are coming out this weekend?
Well, the big movie is James Gunn, who did Guardians of the Galaxy for Marvel. Warner Brothers hired him to basically remake, in a lot of ways, the Suicide Squad. That opens this weekend. It is day-to-day. It's a Warner Brothers release, Doug, so it is in theaters, a lot of theaters, probably like 4,000 theaters. But it's also being streamed on HBO Max as of last night. Reviews are really good, 95% positive on RottenTomatoes.com. There's a lot of awareness. It should have a good opening weekend. I'm excited, actually, to see it. As for the Clint Eastwood story I was telling you off air, Clint Eastwood stars and has directed a new movie called Cry Macho. The Warner Brothers just released a trailer yesterday. I watched it, and I got to tell you, being a huge fan of Eastwood, now I think he's 91, it was very reflective, even though with a 2.5-minute trailer, to watch him give a performance as a star of a movie at that age.
Is it like, okay, so John Wayne only lived to be 72. He was...
The Shootist.
69 or 70, he did The Shootist,
yeah.
Which basically was the story of the end of his life as a movie star.
The feel has that feel. It felt like it gave me goosebumps actually watching it. Because I remember, actually, The Shootist is my all-time favorite John Wayne movie, which was his last film. I absolutely adore that movie. And if you like John Wayne, that really put a bow tie on everything that he represented.
Yeah. Right.
Great.
Yep. And then there's the new Matt Damon Stillwater movie. It'll be interesting to see where that goes.
It opened last week. It did about $5.5 million. So hopefully it catches on.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, thank you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.